like Freddy.
Ready like Teddy.
No, like Freddy, idiot. Freddy oh, hit Mercury.
Hit that shit. Hit that shit.
Okay. Here we go. Here we go.
Whoa, wait. Before we start.
Damn it.
Do you think there's a Freddy Mars?
Okay.
All right, man. That's about enough out of you.
All right. Episode 2. Long awaited. We got Ben Pettirudi, musical genius today.
Yo.
Andrew is back. Andrew's returning. And then me and Chris.
I've always been here.
Cool. All right. I'm going to keep the first 30 seconds in because that was, I don't know. It wasn't like the first 20 minutes because Andrew couldn't decide on what to
put. I made a funny today. Joke.
Andrew has never made a funny joke in his life.
It was funny.
Guys, right. Mac DeMarco is a pedophile.
It's sad.
Apparently.
All right, Sean. Apparently. Sean, go over what we're doing.
We could talk about that. So, we got the greatly trimmed down itinerary because someone decided to take 20 minutes to figure stuff out. But so okay. All right. So, top 5 favorite non-rap albums, top 5 favorite songs, and then underrated and overrated. It's going to be a monthly segment.
That is.
Yes, or however many, or just every time we do it. It doesn't have to be monthly. Yeah. Just whatever you've been listening to at the moment, you know?
Yeah.
Also, I'd like to add, I've got some revisions to my top 5 albums list.
Mm.
And, of course, Ben, first time on, we got to hear Ben's top 5 albums, which we haven't heard
Ben yet. Goes first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all right. Ben, you want to just bang on your top 5? If Chris and Andrew, if you have any revisions, you're welcome to throw them in there.
I have no revisions.
Toss your hat in the ring. But we'll hear Andrew first. I mean, not Andrew.
Top 5 non-rap or top 5 rap?
No, yeah. Right now. Top 5 rap right now.
All right. Let's go. Hold on, let me get my post-it note here. All right. Coming in at number 5. Now, some people, they don't like Drake. For me, I'm going with Take Care. Take Care, number 5.
All right.
Personal favorite. Now, people say, sure, it's not the greatest album. It's not, you know, also good musically. But if you're in your feels and you want to listen to some Drake, this is probably the album you're putting on.
Dream combination. I respect it. You might have lost a few listeners, but I respect it. Favorite song, Ben?
Favorite song is going to have to be Marvin's Room. You know, it's a little bit
basic.
You
must be really depressed.
I'm a little bit down bad. But also, Hell Yeah, Fucking Right. You know, that's a little more happy. You know, that goes hard.
Yeah. That's a classic. That's a good one.
That's a classic.
You have that and Mac DeMarco.
Number 2?
Number four.
Not Mac DeMarco anymore. We can talk about that more.
No, hold on. I'll get to Mac DeMarco later. We'll get to that later.
Now he's his favorite.
Keep going. Right.
This is gonna sound especially bad coming after Take Care, but number 4, I got 808s.
Okay, now, damn.
Gentlemen, I would like to assure you I am okay. We're just going through a bit of a rough patch right now.
Damn, bad.
Top 3 favorite songs. Number 3 is gonna be Coldest Winter. Tied for 2nd place, Heartless and Streetlights. Mm. Number 1, Paranoid. Paranoid is an amazing song.
Yeah. All right. You know what? When I first heard Streetlights, I was kind of expecting him to like he just says the same lyrics every time, but it's so good for some reason. I can't.
It keeps getting better. It really just keeps getting better.
For some reason. I don't know what it is. It's like I don't know. I you just like lay down and just like space out to it. It's exactly that kind of song.
It's great for that.
All right, Ben, let's hear it.
All right, keep it going with number 3, 2014 Forest Hills Drive.
Nice.
I know a few of you fellas had this one on your list too, but
yes,
really a timeless classic from J. Cole with this one classic. Here.
That is absolutely
top 3. Classic. Top 3 going from number 3, 03 Adolescence, number 2 Wet Dreams, number 1 Love Yours. This was very hard to choose actually, but
a lot of classics on that one. But
it's hard to narrow it down.
You know what? I think having Love Yours in as your number one favorite, I think I would wholeheartedly have to agree with that. And I don't know how many people would wholeheartedly agree with that.
No, it's so good.
Yeah, probably that one too. Yeah.
He's so versatile on that album. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Number 2.
Truly. Number 2. Another one I'm surprised didn't get mentioned at all. We got Illmatic.
Mm.
Now, Illmatic. Some people would say this isn't enjoyable. You know, this is just technical rapping. But let me tell you, man, this shit is fire. All right, number three, got Memory Lane. Number two, New York State of Mind. Number one, The World is Yours. The World is Yours is awesome.
All right.
That is an awesome track.
You know what I heard about Illmatic? He actually started that when he was 17. He didn't release it until he was 23, but he started it when he was 17. That's crazy.
That's impressive.
Very talented.
You know, like when you think about like big releases, like they start working on that like years in advance. You never really think about it because a lot of the stuff I talk about seems like recent, but
yeah. But guys, just remember, Olivia Rodrigo released driver's license at 17. Oh. So,
well,
what does it really mean? It means nothing.
Nothing at all.
Glory boy.
All right, number all one,
right. Gentlemen. Number one album, Good Kid, Mad City. I'm gonna go tied for third. Swimming Pools or Money Trees. Number two, The Art of Peer Pressure. And number one, Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst.
Of course.
Honestly, one of the best rap songs of all time, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I know most people have that on their list, but I had to go with the popular pick.
You know what song I really like on that album? Now or Never with Mary J. Blige.
That is a great bonus track.
That's a good bonus track, yeah.
Any Mary J. Blige song is always fantastic.
Yes, 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 Chris. We were talking about this the other day.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Any rap song with a Mary J. Blige feature is just so elite.
Yeah, it just becomes so much better.
Yeah. It's just so talented.
This is facts.
All right. Let's hear it. Number one. I have no idea what your number one
is.
That was your number one? I thought that was your number two.
Dude, I just went through five.
Damn, that was quick.
Yo, you can't count.
That was quick. That was quick.
That was fast, but I broke it down.
Yeah.
What are we doing now? Rotation.
I guess
non-rap albums.
Yes,
let's go.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Favorite non-rap albums. I'll start. We'll go.
Yeah.
With number five, I have Continuum by John Mayer. I know a lot of people are gonna make fun of me for being a John Mayer fan.
I won't make fun of me.
But John Mayer, I think, like, I know I said this last time, but like. Because I play guitar and like it's fun to learn the songs. I've come to appreciate it like more. So I think it's just very good music. I don't think it has any skips in my opinion. So just great music for any time of the day.
Yeah, I mean if you play guitar, you're gonna like John Mayer most likely.
That's right. Except his fucking hands are like meat hooks.
It's funny. Have you ever seen his Instagram lives?
Yeah,
it's so funny.
Yeah, I watch. Yeah. I want
and then that, people I make the parody TikToks.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
All right.
You're going to want to do something like this. And then he just starts fucking rambling.
All right. Who's next? Should we keep the order the same order last time? So Andrew next?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
this one was kind of a throwaway because I had way too much unnecessary trouble thinking of this. So it's Don't Forget About Me Demos by Dominic Fike. Pretty good.
I really like Dominic Fike.
Nice and happy songs in that album.
Mm-hmm.
There are some skips, but that's why it's number five.
That's fair.
And it's lots of good songs in it. That's all. Good job. Leave it at that.
All right. I got a lot of stuff. This was kind of quick, so I probably forgot a bunch of albums. But number five, I got Abbey Road by the Beatles. Super iconic. Some of my favorite songs, Come Together, Something, nice. Here Comes the Sun, and You Never Gave Me Your Money. Some fantastic songs. Yes.
All right.
You know, the Beatles.
Yes.
I'm going to have to follow.
Chris, Kai just
I'm following in Chris's footsteps.
So. All right, let's hear it, Ben.
All right. Following in Chris, number five, I've got Sgt. Pepper.
Oh,
all right.
We all know this one. I think, honestly, Abbey Road as an album, I don't love it. I'll be honest, but Sgt. Pepper brings the heat when it comes. Probably my favorite Beatles album.
You know what, Ben? This is kind of controversial, but I have to agree with you. I don't think Abbey Road is their best.
Wow. I think in terms of
hits, it has a few really big hits.
Yeah.
But like if you play it front to back, like on vinyl, gets a little boring.
That's why I have it. I got another Beatles album ahead of it.
Yeah. All right.
You know what? Oh, just a little note here. If anyone's listening and cares enough to go and listen, the transition from Golden Slumbers to Carry That Weight, just terrific.
Fantastic.
Listen, it goes. Hold on, I'm gonna play real quick.
Yo, you're gonna get copyrighted.
Yo,
damn,
it's pretty good. But that's all. All right,
number four.
Oh, okay, so,
Sean.
All right, number four. For number four, we have A Rush of Blood to the Head by Coldplay.
Mm.
Oh,
I think this is another. I think this is another no skip album. I like a month or two ago, I just like went through like a Coldplay phase where I didn't listen to anything except Coldplay, and this is the only album that like stuck for me because I don't know. It's just so there's just something about it that's so good. I'd
you
say
know, Coldplay. Think about Coldplay. It might be white people music, sure. But if there's one good thing that white people did, it was Coldplay.
That's fair.
That is true.
That's why that I like true. That.
Maybe the yeah. I mean yeah. I just yeah. Probably favorite song is Green Eyes. An overall great album. All right. Yeah. Let's hear it, Andrew.
All right. After learning some certain things, I'm gonna keep it here, but. It's yeah. So number four is This Old Dog by Mac DeMarco.
Oh.
Good after learning some things, maybe I don't like him that much, but the album is still pretty good.
But it makes pretty damn good music.
Yeah, okay, hey, it's gonna come up at some point. Yeah. Is he actually a pedophile? Does anybody know?
Yeah, I don't
please
know. Stay
please
tuned.
Email me.
Is Mac DeMarco.
Please email me at BJP231.
That's like the ultimate like clickbait. We'll put that in the title. Is Mac DeMarco a pedophile?
No, you actually should do that. You would get
I'll do that. If you're listening now and you clicked because I said is Mac DeMarco a pedophile in the title, welcome to the great debate. Is Mac DeMarco a pedophile? We don't know.
Yeah, you've got,
on a real note, if Mac DeMarco is a pedophile, my life is ruined.
Continuing on this album. I think it's just a great album to stand doing nothing in the shower with. That's how,
okay.
That's how I'm going to describe right. it.
And awesome. I'm never getting that image out of my head.
You doing something else in the shower to that album?
Oh, cool.
That's foul.
Come on, man.
Favorite song, Dream for Yesterday. Go ahead, Topher.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Topher.
I got another Beatles album here. I got their best album, Revolver. Which
That's a song.
Here, There, and Everywhere. Fantastic song.
Yes.
Axeman. Fantastic song.
I love that song so much.
Yeah. There's no Axeman's real favorite. Great. Here, There, and Everywhere might be there. Eleanor Rigby, also a great song.
Yeah.
Yellow Submarine, obviously, like a fan favorite, I guess.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you another great song. Mm-hmm.
Chris, I'd have to agree with that. I don't know if I'd say that's my favorite of theirs, but it is certainly
definitely out there. Yeah,
it is a very good. Yo, quick little let's just go around the table. We don't really need an explanation for this, but favorite Beatles. I think this says a lot about a person. Favorite Beatles song
says a lot about a person.
Favorite Beatles song. All right, I'll go first. I got one. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, easily.
Okay.
I'll come out and say it. It's awesome, man.
All right.
Yeah, it's
I'll
a good
go.
Song.
I'll go.
It's a good song.
That's personally, awesome. I really like Strawberry Fields Forever.
Yes.
It makes me very happy, and it's just
dude, I almost forgot
such
about
a nice
that.
Little yeah, cute so song too. I would play in a Strawberry Field.
All right. I can't pick one. Strawberry Fields Forever is definitely up there. Yesterday, I know that's kind of what everybody picks, but that's definitely
but
up
that's
there.
But that's like the it's there's a reason. I always feel like people say like I don't like it because it's overplayed. Well, it's overplayed for a reason.
Yeah.
If you forget about it, you come back to it.
Yep.
Then it's
it makes it 100 times better.
It's like coming back to a phase, kind of like you'll go through a phase of it, and then you'll come back to it every now and then. It'll be like rediscovering it.
Yeah,
it's facts.
All right, I'd say my favorite is Across the Universe or Fool on the Hill.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. All right. So who's next? Ben. Oh no, Chris.
Yeah,
sorry,
my number
Chris,
four
Chris for album.
I got four. Yeah. Four was Revolver.
Oh, my fault. That is the second time I have.
All right, go ahead.
All right. Before I go into my fourth album, I would like to mention On This Old Dog, the song Moonlight on the River is awesome as well. Mm. As Andrew pointed out about that album, great album. But my number four is going to have to be Parachutes by Coldplay. Another Coldplay pick.
Hey, my favorite Coldplay album. Hey, I just like to put in that a little bit ago, Ben was like,
yeah, I know,
like Yellow is the only good Coldplay song. I said, Ben, listen to Parachutes, please.
Yeah.
Ben listens to Parachutes and says, maybe Coldplay isn't that bad.
It's true, man. I had a complete change of heart about Coldplay.
That's a great quote. If white people ever did anything right, it's Coldplay.
All right.
I've got a frame there.
Sean number three.
All right. Oh, shit. I meant to just look up the album and I started playing the song.
Awesome job.
All right. Number three has to be On and On by Jack Johnson. I am a huge Jack Johnson fan. Huge Jack Johnson fan. This isn't the only Jack Johnson song. I mean, album that we'll see, but I am a huge Jack Johnson fan. I don't know. I just love just the fact that it's so like simplistic. It's just such quality music in my opinion. But yeah, favorite song is Traffic in the Sky or Gone or Cookie Jar, but.
Heard a lot of good things about Jack Johnson.
Yeah, he's like the epitome of like living like without regrets. Like he just like grew up in Hawaii, like went to California, just living his best life. Now he's back in
chill. You want to know who I learned about today?
Who'd you learn about? Mac DeMarco.
Oh God.
Welcome back to the great debate.
Oh wait, while we're on the topic of musical controversy.
All right, no.
Silent Toe, did he kill his cousin?
Yes, he did.
Free my boy Silent Toe.
He just live tweeted the death of his cousin in his own hands.
Yeah. Oh my God. No. Did you see that? The New Zealand Herald.
The headline.
Oh my God. It was like, watch me whip. Now watch me nay nay. Now watch me allegedly shoot my cousin and like serve life in prison.
Somebody got fired for that.
Somebody
got promoted for that.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, ready? I'm gonna read it to you. Watch me whip. Watch me nay nay. Watch me allegedly shoot my cousin in the street and be arrested for his murder. and then it goes on to say, rapper Silento arrested over the murder of his cousin.
That's super awesome.
Thank you, New Zealand Herald. You learn something new every day.
All right,
it's me. I'm number three. My number three. Right. I don't know how known this is, this person, but it's Roy Pablo by Boy Pablo.
It's a good album.
Ooh. Very good album. Zero skips. It's short and sweet, and it's just so nice and nice. I would play this in a car drive to the beach. And best song is Dance Baby, because it's a baby.
Oh.
There's definitely some good surf songs on there.
I don't really know what to think about that that explanation. Doesn't give me too much insight to the song.
It's very nice because it's nice.
Before I forget, another good Boy Pablo Boy Pablo song. Every time
that's his number one song.
I love that one.
Very good.
I got to start listening to Boy Pablo. I don't really. Yeah. Andrew's told me to listen to it a few times. I have not.
Yeah, he came out with a new album in 2020. It was pretty good. Also that. It was pretty good, awesome. But listen to Soy Pablo and Roy Pablo if you're feeling.
Is that like his thing? Like just
no. The next one is the new one is called Huachito Rico.
Oh,
all right. Go ahead, Topher.
He switches the
Go
flow.
Ahead, Topher.
All right, number three. I'm not a big rock guy, but OK Computer by Radiohead. It's an awesome album. Airbag, great song. Karma Police. Let Down and Exit Music. Exit Music is fantastic.
Nice. So, Radiohead. You know,
I know.
Robert California, favorite songs. Creep by Radiohead.
I've never listened to Creep, but Robert California is my idol. So
that's not a good thing.
Jesus.
I don't know.
Jesus.
He's the Lizard King.
I don't listen to I've never really listened to Radiohead, but I have heard a lot about Radiohead, and I hope to get into them someday. But
listened to them before listening to this album, but this album was fantastic.
Yeah, like Chris, I'm not really a rock guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I like some rock, I don't like like.
If you spend any time on TikTok looking at music related things, you will see Radiohead Yeah, yeah, we'll call it the greatest music of all time.
Yeah. That is where
Fantano,
I found it out.
Like those people. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, you're up, Ben.
All right, my number three, "Wish You Were Here," Pink Floyd. Oh. This is an awesome album. People sleep on this one. People say, "Oh, Dark Side," "Oh, The Wall." "Wish You Were Here" is awesome. It's like the first song is like an 8-minute instrumental, and it just keeps building and building until finally, like, you like hear the vocals, and it just like bursts through. And
wait,
it's awesome.
Ben, is that the album, or is it "What's the Story, Morning Glory"?
No, it's the album. It's "Wish You Were Here."
Is it? Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the Oasis one. Okay, my fault.
Yeah,
I sound like Oasis. I sound like a dunce. I sound like a dunce.
Yeah.
Wait, but hold on. Where's the? Oh, you're right. Okay, you're right. Yeah. No, yeah, yeah. I agree with that. That is a very good album.
One of the first ones I owned on vinyl.
I mean, yeah, it's only five songs, but like, yeah, it's just great.
The building is awesome. That's why they're so long.
Yeah, you're right. What was that one I saw? Like the rise and fall of. Hold on, I want to talk about this because I looked at this the other day. Yeah, the rise and fall of Bossa Nova.
Oh,
oh yeah,
the 13-hour song.
Did you end up listening to that?
I did not end up listening to that. Oh, sorry. No. Okay, so this one is 131 minutes. You know, it has like the time slot, so like it goes like 253, 141, 130, 120.
Oh my god! So, why would you make that?
Apparently it's like a saga.
Saga.
Dang. Oh yeah. It plays like a movie.
It must.
I would guess.
I was gonna say that better be the best damn story I've ever heard because I can't think of another reason to listen to a 14-hour
Sean
album.
Number two.
Yeah. Number two. All right. I think this is where we may get a little bit of our first like debating environment here. But I put "Circles" by Mac Miller because.
Oh,
I don't really consider a lot of these the songs on this album to be rap songs.
Mm.
That's fair.
I kind of agree.
Yeah. So let's look at the album. I'm hitting go to album right now. So it starts with "Circles."
Like a spoken word.
Yeah. I wouldn't say "Circles" is really a rap song.
Well, "Blue World"
is
kind of rap.
Yep. Yeah. "Blue World" is probably the closest it comes. But like. When you get to songs like when the three song stretch in the middle, "Everybody," "Woods," and "Hand-Me-Downs," and then it goes to "That's on Me." Those four are not even close to rap albums, but I think he's
very yeah.
All right,
he's
very instrumentally focused.
Yeah, yeah, and I think he plays all of his instruments because he does. Yeah, yeah,
really?
look up clips of. There are clips of him online playing Stevie Wonder, Billy Joel. He was a fantastic musician. One of my favorites.
Yeah, just want to put it out there. I would probably have "Circles" up there too, but I just didn't because it's more. I just thought of it as more hip hop rap.
And that's fair. I see it both ways, and I think definitely. Definitely, there are some songs, and I mean, it just really depends on how you like. See rap.
Yeah.
Because there are some songs that are just so in the middle.
Yeah, I guess my next one kind of relates to that too. My number two is "Chanel Orange" by Frank Ocean.
Right on.
You could say good old Frank. Well, it's pretty non-rappy. I would say
it's R&B.
Yeah, definitely R&B.
I agree.
I feel like maybe the closest one might be "Super Rich Kids" because of the Earl Sweatshirt verse.
Mm.
But still, very vibey, poppy, icy, spicy.
Nicey?
Pyramids is a very good song. It's like 8 minutes.
That's facts.
There's just so many good songs.
Yeah.
Pink Matter.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It's awesome.
All of the goods.
Chris.
Crack Rock.
Number two. I got "The Stranger" by Billy Joel. This album.
Knew it was coming.
Yeah, it was coming. This album right here,
I forgot about "The Stranger."
I've probably listened to like this. I listened to this album this is just like a lot of what I listened to when I was like a lot younger. This is what my parents played a lot of, and every song on here: "Moving Out," "The Stranger," "Scenes from an Italian Restaurant," "Vienna," "Only the Good Die Young," "She's Always a Woman." They're just like, they're so nostalgic for me, I guess. Yeah. So that's
popular, but classic.
Yeah, Chris, exactly.
Chris, what would you say your favorite Billy Joel song is?
Favorite? Oh, Piano Man.
Piano Man.
It's not on this album, really? But yeah.
You know, I learned piano the bottom Man. Part of that on piano, but then I forgot it.
Too bad. What a damn shame.
Damn shame.
Maybe I'll relearn it. That'd be cool.
Mm, hopefully. Hopefully. That'd be awesome. Maybe we'll get a live performance one of these days.
No, probably not.
If you play Wall, sing.
Maybe I'll play $200.
Maybe. Maybe that's next.
All right.
My number two is going to be 6 Feet Beneath the Moon by King Cruel. Not sure if you guys are aware about King Cruel, but he's a cool man.
Sounds cruel.
He's pretty awesome. King Cruel. This song, Baby Blue, you guys will love this song. It is like the most chill, like the guitar, like a lot of chorus, a lot of reverb. His vocals are insane. This man goes hard with the singing.
What's the song?
It's called Baby Blue.
How do you spell cruel?
The way you spell cruel?
No, he spells it weird. It's K-R-U-L-E.
I guess I'm not funny.
Idiot,
that.
Andrew.
He's also British, which brings it down.
God. Is that why he's number two?
Yeah, that's why. That's one of the reasons why I had to, you know, knock it down a few spots.
British people. Stop.
British people, man.
If you're British and you're listening to this, just click off.
Yeah, click off.
If you're British, we will not stop the slander.
Leave this.
I'm sure we have a huge British audience.
if you're from Latvia, though, stay.
Yes.
We love Latvians.
You like Latvians?
Yes. Sean, you don't like Latvians?
No, I have nothing against them.
Yeah.
Are you a Latvianist?
No.
Sounds like
Lithuanian.
All right,
actually.
Sean. Number one.
Yeah.
Number one would have to be Sleep Through the Static by Jack Johnson.
Not surprised at all.
Oh. Is that the album Banana Pancakes is on?
No.
You love to see it. No, that's In Between Dreams.
In Between Dreams. Oh, okay. That is In Between Dreams. But Sleep Through the Static is a lot more of like electric stuff. So he's mostly known for like his acoustic guitar stuff. But, you know, it's a nice change. It's a good change up.
Love it.
I'd love to song, see it from the man, Jack off, Johnson.
Sleep Through the Static or All at Once.
Very cool.
Great song. Yeah. I recommend you all listen. All right.
Facts.
Andrew?
Oh, yeah, it's me. My number one album, I don't know if this is well known, but it's Fuzzy Brain by Dayglo.
Oh, you were telling me about that.
I was telling you about this guy, too. He's kind of similar to Boy Pablo, but this is his only album, and he just came out with a new song that's so good. And he's very, like, I don't know, just not a lot of people have found him. And I love this entire album. No skips. Maybe one skip, actually, at the very end.
Is he British?
He's not British.
Up and comer.
Yeah.
He looks kind of
plus
British.
Plus 5 points.
I'm not going to lie.
Points for not being British. But they're all just like
scandal.
Look at him and tell me he doesn't look British.
Hold on. Let me Google this.
Is he British? I'm actually not sure.
I'm Googling right now.
British singer-songwriter.
Oh, no.
No, he's British.
Nah, I don't think so.
It's over.
Is he really?
I don't think so.
He's British.
Dayglo is a British word.
This is worse than when I found out Mac DeMarco was a pedophile.
No, he was born in Texas. Oh,
welcome back to the great debate. Is Dayglo British?
That would have been so much worse.
But he looks really British.
He does kind of British.
No, like the title. The title should be split. British Dayglo / Mac DeMarco scandal.
Like it's like one of those tabloid magazines.
Pedophilia. I feel like he's kind of like driving at night kind of vibe, but like you're excited. So you can listen to his new song, which is called "Close to You." Fabulous song.
I saw that on Google.
Very good. And then in his album, you can listen to "Can I Call You Tonight," "Run the World," "Hot Rod," "Fair Game," all good, beautiful. The only song you're not going to want to listen to is if you're sad, listen to Fuzzy Brain. That's a sad one.
Is that one we should or we shouldn't?
No,
listen
to it if you're sad. If you're happy, don't.
I don't think that should be too much of a problem considering he's British.
He's not British. This is a scandal.
Oh, blow me, mate.
Where is Deglo from? Oh, he's from Fort Worth, Texas.
Probably Irish or British.
Yeah. He, oh, definitely. I heard there's a heavy British influence in Fort Worth, Texas. So.
Oh yeah, they all have British accents down there.
I hear there's a heavy child influence for Mac DeMarco.
Oh man, oh that was foul. That was
come
vile.
On, man.
That was.
You're gonna make my number one pick seem really bad now.
Oh no.
Oh, all right, Ben. Chris, go. All right, Chris, come on.
Hold on. You know what the thing is? We're never going to really find out if he's a pedophile. So this might just become like a running thing.
Go,
I don't,
Chris, no.
Whenever,
Chris, go.
All right.
For number one, Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. Fantastic. There's no skips.
Yes.
Dreams.
I totally forgot about Rumors, dude. How did I not add that?
Pedophile it's archives. Awesome.
Dude.
Dreams.
Come on.
Never going back again. Don't stop. Go your own way. Soon. I Don't Want to Know, The Chain, it's all gold.
Honestly, no bad songs.
Yeah, I can't. There's no bad songs on here. So, yeah, facts. Number one.
Underrated on that album. I forget what it's called, but the very first song on the album, I think. Secondhand News, that's what it is.
Yeah,
that song, I really love that
song. That is
good,
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear it. Number one.
Ben. All right. Gentlemen, my number one light of recent events is going to look a little bad, but I was torn between two and Salad Days. For my number one album.
Wow, oh, you must now, be like pedophile.
This is where it becomes real. If Mac DeMarco is in fact a pedophile, I will have to remove so many posters from my basement and I will have to throw it on my vinyl.
Oh man.
Actually on a real note I would not do that, but you know, it will become
so
really
what you're
sad
saying
just
is
to
that
look at it.
I'd like to
Well, you have posters of pedophile in your basement.
Listen, this could turn into a whole other debate.
Alright, let's leave
do
it.
You,
no,
do
let's
you,
leave it.
Yeah.
Oh, let me go through my top songs.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
Salad Days, Brother, really underrated, I think. Let Her Go, and of course we got Passing Up Pieces and Chamber of Reflection, one of his most popular
very
singles.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then on two, Ode to Viceroy, my favorite Mac DeMarco song. That one's awesome. Mm-hmm. Of course, Freaking Out the Neighborhood. Let's see, Dreamin', and Cooking Up Something Good. Those are all right. Really great.
Beautiful.
All right, now wait, hold on. I'd like to. So if Mac DeMarco is in fact a pedophile, this brings up a whole other issue of how difficult is it for you to like distinguish like an artist from the music he makes? Like would
with
you?
Well,
Mac
a
DeMarco,
lot of people, including myself.
No, let me say
a
that
lot of people. You want to go ahead? You go ahead.
Yeah, let
no,
me go,
go
ahead,
ahead
on this. This is very prevalent.
This is very
Listen,
near and dear to his heart.
This is making me really sad. I found Mac DeMarco last summer, man, and I just could not stop listening to Mac DeMarco. This music was so awesome to me, right? And oh my god, if he's a pedophile, I feel like his music is really him. So if he actually is a pedophile, then his music is pedophilia.
Damn,
I will have a really hard
that
time.
Zero
like,
to 60.
Like, what makes it also really sad is he was such a genuine and cool guy.
He's very genuine.
Yeah.
You know, like, in
but
his
listen,
interviews,
listen,
he was always
be,
so chill.
I don't want to be slandering Mac DeMarco if he is not, in fact, a pedophile. But that's, you know, that's
yeah.
the problem. That's because no one
you
really knows.
You can't always believe Twitter.
Yeah, that is true. There's like,
especially
you can't
a
always
woman
believe
woman
the Twitter
that's
account.
Especially a woman
yeah.
named Kathleen Diolindo.
Kathleen.
Yeah, like 20 so, followers.
Kathleen Diolindo.
But
if you're
but,
lying, Kathleen.
But I really,
if you're listening to this, or, wait, is that Kathleen?
Stop the Mac slander
yeah.
until we know for sure.
Please.
Yes. Please. You're breaking my heart. All right. What are we moving on
top
to?
Five.
Are
top five rap
underrated?
Songs.
Right. Make sure.
Overrated,
don't forget
underrated.
To
do that after. Let's do that after.
Yes.
Oh, I don't have an honorable mention.
I think we're doing honorable mention for the top five songs, but I completely forgot to do that.
Just think one on the spot, man.
Oh.
Well, I have it, but I don't. My honorable mention for the top
all
five
right.
songs was "Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst." That was.
Oh, that's fine.
Hmm.
All right.
I have an honorable mention for a top five non-rap album. Kind of blew Miles Davis.
All right,
awesome.
All right. Sean, you go ahead.
Very popular, but you know,
just list all right. them all. And say who they're by.
What
top
am I
five
listing?
Songs.
We already did
all
this.
In a row.
No,
no,
we
no.
didn't.
Oh,
we didn't. Oh, my fault. Okay, top five songs all in a row. Damn, I am so.
Don't forget your honorable.
Third time today.
Come on, keep it together. You got this.
All right, top. All right, top.
No
five
ties.
Songs. Okay, no ties. I got it. No ties. No.
Damn.
Okay. Honorable mention number 6. Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst. Good Kid, Mad City. Good Kid, Mad City. Kendrick Lamar. Great song. 12 minutes. I love it. But these next 5 are some of my favorites. All right. Number 5. Devil in a New Dress. One of the greatest songs ever. Enough said. Yes. Number 4. Everything I Am. True. Kanye West. Off Graduation. One of my favorite albums. Number 3. Come Down. Anderson .Paak. Oh. I was telling Chris about this the other day.
Yeah.
But it is just, his voice is so good.
Yeah, I got to listen to more of Anderson .Paak.
You do. You do. Because I listened to him for the first time like years ago, and he's just been one of my favorites since. So, all right. Number 2, Sacrifices by Dreamville. That was off Revenge of the Dreamers 3 back in summer of 2019. That was a great summer, and it kind of like just, I don't know, this song, I listened to the song on repeat, I think. It's like almost at the top of my tracks list for like all time, just because of how much I listened to it that summer. So I had to put it there. Still a great song, timeless.
Damn.
Number one album was like it was such a good album, but people kind of I don't hear it talked about a lot. But yeah, it was a great album.
Yeah, it was a great album. And Dreamville, like, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know much about like the label or like if it's like one of those. I know like Code of the Friend has, or he doesn't, I don't know if he has a label, but he's like totally independent, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
But I guess it's like power to like the artist.
Yeah.
And then number 1, Ville Mentality. I said in the last episode, one of the best songs ever made. But that is enough said about that one.
That song is not talked enough about.
I don't think it. That whole album isn't talked about enough, in my opinion.
For Your Eyes Only is put below Forest Hills Drive, and I did it myself in my top 5 albums. But
I don't, you know, honestly, yeah, very close. Yeah, listen. Here's the thing about like the 2014 Forest Hills Drive versus Ville Mentality kind of thing is that like I don't hold it against someone if they put Ville Mentality or if they put if they put 2014 Forest Hills Drive above For Your Eyes Only, because I guess it's kind of like an acquired taste, but I don't know. I just think it's really good music. So I like, you know, I respect it. But in my opinion, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
For Your Eyes Only is a lot of hits, like in a row.
You're right.
Other way around. Forest Hills Drive, a lot of hits in a row. And then For Your Eyes Only is a like great story.
Yeah.
So
you kind of can choose.
Yeah, right. And the thing is, like, For Your Eyes Only, I feel like some songs are really good, but they're kind of out of place. Like, you go from Deja Vu and Ville Mentality to She's Mine Part 1, which is, like, staring at the ceiling at 4 in the morning song. And then right back to Change, which is, like, head-bopping song, Neighbors Holding
Place. I really like Change.
She's Mine Part 2. I mean, you got to put them in somewhere, of course, but I don't know.
Love it.
All right.
I think Folding Clothes is an all-time J. Cole song.
You think so? I think I agree. I think Folding Clothes. I think he has some of his best songs in this album. Yeah, Mentality, Deja Vu, Folding Clothes, Neighbors, Change, of course, For Your Eyes Only, the actual song.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. I know I'm gonna be hurt for this, but I have 2 honorable mentions.
Better be good.
Number 7. It's a song I actually recently found. It's called Hell and Back by Bakar. The reason he's at the bottom. Unfortunately, he's British.
Oh. And you included him in your top 5.
Damn it.
Top 7. Andrew, he's at the bottom of the top 7.
He's an honorable mention.
Andrew, it's a great song.
He's number 7.
It's a great song. Number 6, honorable mention, Come Back to Earth, Mac Miller. Such a good song.
Oh, man. Oh.
Such a good song.
Just one of the best songs.
Beautiful.
I heard. I love it so splendid. Much. Off my one of my favorite albums.
Great. All right, into the list. Number 5, as you know, I'm a big Tyler fan. Igor's Theme. Personally, very underrated. Coming in with the fat synth at the beginning of Igor, it's just so good. And the drums come in. It's just beautifully put together. Even if the lyrics aren't super lyrical and great, it's just such a good song. Number 4.
Igor's Theme, but it's only my voice.
Number 4. Pretty basic standard. Call me basic, but Runaway. I mean, it's a great.
Of course.
Respect.
It's got to be mentioned.
It's so
yeah. Got to be mentioned.
It has to. Has been mentioned yet?
I mean, so. you really can't say anything about it. It just is. No, it is. Right,
you can't. I think. Yeah, I think that Pusha T feature. I think it. Oh, it's just so good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always go back and forth. I think personally, I prefer Devil in a New Dress, and I think the Rick Ross feature is better than the Pusha T feature. But
the pianos are so iconic.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah. It's crazy we could do all that with just a few different notes. All
right. Number three is Super Rich Kids by Frankie.
Of course.
Great song. It's very good storytelling in the song, if you actually listen to the lyrics. And then the rapping part by Earl Sweatshirt is also very good. And I just like the beat of it. It's so good. I wouldn't say acquired taste because that would make me sound stupid. But I just have a it does. I just have a different taste almost.
Yeah.
So
different, man.
Got a quirky ass taste. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, you just just can't explain it, guys.
Number two, Lord I Know, Kid Cudi, in the new album, last song. Very underrated. Very good.
Yeah.
And it just, the beat just goes. That's it. The beat That's just all I'm going to say.
That's
it
all.
People forget about outro tracks, but.
Yeah.
It just
that
goes.
That one hits hard.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all you could say about it.
It just goes. That's all I'm going to say. Right. Number one,
Chris.
I had to do it. It's Glitter by Tyler, the Creator in Flower Boy.
Oh,
nice.
I had to do it. Probably not a super popular pick, but I just love the song.
That's your number one?
You seem like you're judging me with that.
No.
That's your number one.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
No, he lost count.
Yeah, I lost.
Oh, yeah.
I did too. I called.
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna lie. I kind of zoned out. It's getting late. It's 11:44.
Yeah, because you had a stupid.
Yeah.
That's not gonna stop us. That's not gonna stop
us.
No,
it's not. All right. You know what? To be fair, before we started, I said we have all the time in the world. It's not feeling so anymore, but we're just.
We have all the time in the world starting now.
But just,
you know,
just talk
don't
about...
don't make fun of me. Don't make fun of me if I lose count.
You're really bad
That's
at
all
counting.
I'm gonna say.
It's like the fifth time.
Why do you think?
Okay, all right, but Glitter's just such a great song. All right. The words, the song. Need I say more? Probably not. I will pass the cold turkey to Chris.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Cold turkey. So I got two honorable mentions. Seven, I have Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
Six, I have Dancing in the Moonlight by King Harvest.
King Harvest.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Too bad he was a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Good old King Harvest.
Good old King Harvest.
Yeah. And then I got number five. I got the same as Sean. I got Devil in a New Dress.
Nice.
Fantastic. I mean, what can you say? Rick Ross.
Marquise.
An all-time great verse.
Getting Tupac money twice over.
Yes.
Thank you, Rick Ross.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, and then number four, I've got Eleanor Rigby.
Nice.
Yes.
Iconic song.
Yes, it is.
Iconic rap song.
Yep. Fits right in there. Number three, I've got Landslide by Fleetwood Mac. It's not on Rumors. It's on their other. It's on Fleetwood Mac, the album.
Oh yeah,
but it's so good.
Oh yeah.
Fun fact: Ben actually played that. Ben, you remember when you played that for?
Played that my first guitar project.
one of the first guitar capstone project. Yeah.
What a beautiful song, Lance.
Performed that for the entire class. Absolutely shanked it. Laughing my ass off the whole time.
Come on, man. Come on.
All right. Chris, number two. I've got Runaway.
Nice.
I mean,
nice.
What can you say?
It's jinx.
Fantastic.
I had a feeling there was going to be a double Kanye.
Yeah.
I mean, there's two. There have been two instances of double Kanye here. So
it's true. It's true.
And Runaway and Devil in a New Dress, same album, right next to each other.
Makes it even
yes.
better.
fantastic.
Isn't that right next to and then what is that next to? Because that's one of the greatest three like three song stretches.
I think it's that. I want to say it's Monster or So Appalled, and then those.
So
two.
Appalled, you're right. You're
yeah,
right.
So Appalled. Yeah,
it goes. Yeah, So Appalled. Oh, yeah. Just Run Away. That is just a great like 1, 2, 3.
And then right after that, what's after that?
Hell of a Life.
Blame Game. Hell of a Life.
No, Hell of a Life, and then Blame Game.
Hell of a Life's all right. Yeah. Don't love Hell of a Life.
Yeah, Hell of a Life. I wouldn't say it's good enough to be like one, 2, 3, 4, but it, like 1 through 3.
Yeah,
the last four tracks on the album are definitely lacking in comparison to, like, you know, the first nine.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know,
I think Hell of a Life has grown on me a lot. I've listened to that album a lot, and Hell of a Life has definitely grown on me. So,
yeah.
Except for Lost in the World, number 12 on that album, but Lost in the World is great.
Yeah, it is.
Kanye West and Bon Iver. Who would have thought?
I know, and he did the intro to Dark Fantasy too.
I could be butchering his
name. A lot of unlikely collaborations here.
Yeah, he's got like Elton John on that album too.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, and number one, I got Piano Man.
Classic.
Yeah,
nice.
So nostalgic. Yeah, that's my number one.
I feel like that song will never get. That song is a generational song. You don't often hear songs where like you hear it and everybody knows Piano.
Yeah,
yeah. Everybody knows Piano Man.
Although, hot take, not my favorite Billy Joel song.
That's fair.
I
wouldn't say.
You guys know Billy Joel song. You know Summer at Highland Falls. That Billy Joel song.
No,
that one's
no.
great. You should give that a listen.
Yeah, all right,
you like all right. Billy Joel.
Yeah, I like. I'd say my favorite is Innocent Man, just because when I was was younger, my mom made me like this like going to sleep mix, because I was like so young and like she put up like a bunch of Billy Joel. Dude, I was out like a light. Oh,
it was when I was young, when I was young, my mom used to play like the Billy Joel, like the lullaby, like Good Night, My Angel. So I could go to bed. Yeah, that was awesome. Also, when I was little, a lot of James Taylor was being played around my house. I used to like James Taylor.
Love James Taylor.
Yeah.
We love the man, James Taylor.
Whoa. All
right.
Hmm?
I watched the Rocket Man movie. Oh, no, that's Elton John.
Oh, was it good? Was it good? I want to watch
that. Yeah, I haven't seen
it.
I watched
that
like a year ago or something.
That was a good movie. Yeah.
Good.
I feel like Billy Joel and Elton John just kind of. They make the same person to me.
Have you guys watched Yesterday?
I actually haven't.
I watched some of it. My family's watching it, and I like walked downstairs.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh
yeah. Great.
Yeah. All right.
There is one really weird scene though, and you're gonna know when you watch it, but I'm not gonna tell you.
What scene?
It's gonna throw. Well, I can't tell you if you
can't say that. All right. Whatever.
You want me to tell you?
No, don't.
Okay.
Don't do it to the people.
Because when I saw it threw me for a loop. I was like, what the hell? You'll know.
Right, Ben, let's hear Ben.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to hate me. I've got three honorable mentions.
Oh, God.
I know
keep
stacking up, but
as
all right,
not
guys. We're going to hit an hour on this recording, and it's going to be the most viewed podcast of all time.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't think people view podcasts.
Coming in.
Listen, guys. We're beating the egg.
I'm viewing this podcast with my eyes.
Most viewed podcast ever.
All right.
Beating the damn
number
egg.
Eight.
Beating
number
Joe
eight.
Rogan. Yeah.
Ready? Yeah. 2009 by Mac Miller. What a song.
Oh, there
that
it is.
Is.
That's a great
song.
There
it is.
I love that song.
Yeah.
I wish I wasn't going to
gonna
play piano well enough.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. I wasn't going to bring it up until I heard the other and Mac Miller being mentioned in these other lists, but I was reminded. Mm-hmm.
You know what? Mac Miller is one of my favorite artists of all time, but I don't know. I mean, like, so I think if I had more time to think about it, I definitely put like his songs. I don't know. I feel like top five
is
so hard. Like,
hard to order.
Yeah, I'd say it's so.
Because you also have like the stuff on Kids too. It's like a totally different style of music,
man,
but
Mac Miller is like
versatile. Very.
It's like he's like the perfect like rapper to artist kind of evolution, you know, like when you listen to his
Except
old
Kanye.
Stuff. No, but like when you listen to his old stuff, like when you listen to Kids, Blue Slide Park, Best Day Ever, like those, like those are all like rap songs. You can't really make the argument that those aren't rap songs. When you listen to Circles and Swimming, you get more into like him like doing like piano guitar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
he really evolved.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, he evolved into like a musician and an artist, and
Facts. All right. Coming in at number six. Number six, 30 Hours by Kanye West. Now, a lot of people do not like this song, think it's garbage. A lot of people don't like The Life of Pablo at all. I think it might be top four Kanye. I will leave that there. 30 Hours, I love the sampling. Some people hate it. For me, number six. Going into number five.
All right.
Life of Pablo
take. Respectable.
Life of Pablo take is up there.
Yeah.
You know what? I heard you guys know the song False Prophets by J. Cole.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is about Kanye. It's speculated that is about Kanye. And when he talks about like half-ass shit.
About his shoes, right? Dropping.
Like No. I think he was criticizing when he dropped The Life of Pablo because Life of Pablo, people don't remember, was like kind of half-assed, it seemed like, because he was always changing the title.
At the beginning.
The cover.
Oh, yeah. He changed it four times.
So J. Cole was like, always dropping this half-assed shit. We always buy it. So... That's just a little cool, like at the end. And then Kanye demanded like a public apology.
Damn,
he's like, "Fuck you, J. Cole."
Poor Kanye, man. He gets tossed under the rug. Quite a bit.
He didn't buy Kim,
but he does it to himself. Come on, now.
He does. He does.
Let's maybe not turn this into a Kanye pity party.
No, it's definitely not. He's a crazy asshole, but like honestly, a great artist.
Name one genius who isn't crazy.
H.P. Lovecraft.
Crazy, Van Gogh.
No, his ear.
Dayglow.
Oh, yeah. British.
Dayglow's British.
Worst disease known to man.
What about that? That guy in the super wheelchair.
Super wheelchair. It's like the wheelchair with the pedals on it.
Yeah, I've seen that picture.
Innovation that excites.
All right.
Okay. Let me keep going. Track or on number five, we got Acid Rain by Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper song. Mm-hmm. And my favorite song on Acid Rap.
I think that's probably my second favorite.
Really just like
Ben, what do you Ben?
Oh man.
Acid Rain Acid Rap or Coloring Book.
I would have to go with Acid Rap.
Really?
I really did. Oh. Maybe it was because I was in a bad mood when I listened to Coloring Book. You can't really do that, but
yeah,
I think that's
the most positive album I've ever heard.
It is. I was not in the right mindset.
You're not gonna get the whole experience, you know.
I'll go back to it someday, but for now, we got Acid Rap sitting above.
Fair enough.
That's cool. I'm cool with that. I think Chance the Rapper sits in like my top five artists of all time, just because like nostalgia effect. I listen to him so much.
All right. Number four, White Ferrari, Frank Ocean.
I like it.
What can we say other than what a sad and beautiful
just
song.
Sad.
Yeah.
Just sad.
And when a man is down bad.
When a man is down bad. That is,
You know, a lot of my lists today have been pretty down bad.
Yeah, man.
Especially Mac DeMarco.
Ben, how are you doing?
Please.
Ben, we're gonna have to have a chat when we hang up this call, all right?
Yeah.
I want you to stay on the line with me for a little
bit. I'll be all right, guys.
You should listen to that Logic show.
Listen, to be fair, his favorite artist is a pedophile. His second honorable mention is British.
That's double bad.
I'm not doing too good. That's gonna be the thing that pushes me over the edge. I swear.
Man, they're just gonna see an hour long episode. Mac DeMarco was a pedophile. British slander.
Question mark.
Question. Dayglow is British.
Oh man. All right.
I hope no Brits.
No, I hope they do and get offended.
No, they're gonna
hope they.
If you're British,
just rain siege on. Just
the possible one listener from Britain is gonna tune in and be like, "Oh, cheeky buggers," and then they're gonna turn it off. All right, number three, 3005 by Childish Gambino.
Nice.
Love it.
Nearly forgot about this one. Nearly didn't edit, but when I remembered, this is such a great song.
Fantastic. Yeah.
So upbeat.
That is a good song. Yeah.
Get you feeling good. Now this is that's a step in the right direction from down bad.
Yeah, that is a step in the right direction. You know, I wish I got more into like Childish Gambino, like because of the internet. I feel like there's some albums like you have to try really hard.
I like a lot of his singles.
I feel like that's one of those albums. Yeah, I agree with that. I like to do that.
Was it like single, like
five and a sweatpants.
He had that single Sober.
Yeah,
that
was really good.
I love that song.
Fantastic. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's hear it. Number two.
Number two, High Power, Kendrick Lamar.
Yes, I was listening to it. Oh man.
Damn. And Section 80 is actually on my top 10 albums list, and I really love Section 80.
Like, I think Section 80 is one of his best albums.
There are at least like 5 songs on that album that I would consider like some of his best.
Yeah.
Like Keisha's song, High Power, Ronald Reagan era.
Ronald Reagan, Cushion Corinthians, Hole Up, Fuck Your Ethnicity. So many. All great songs. ADHD. So
good shit on that. Yeah. Oh, ADHD. That's a club classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Ben, coming into number one.
All the clubs that you've been to.
Oh, I go clubbing very often. You'd be surprised.
All right.
When I'm not down bad listening to a White Ferrari, I'm in the club.
Nah, Ben gets down bad in the club. Fucked up in the club, man.
I'm the guy in the corner.
Yeah.
Listening to Frank Ocean in the corner.
Yeah.
All right.
Probably
one.
Because your girl just got snagged by a British guy. Never.
That is a terrible feeling. That ever happens to me, I know that's the end. That's the
end. You should just commit at that point. Trigger warning.
Damn.
Actually,
guys, don't kill yourself over British people. I'm serious.
What would you rather do? Lock yourself in a room with Mac DeMarco or lock yourself in a room with a British person?
No.
Mac DeMarco.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't want
to. Come on,
man.
We would offer you a ciggy.
Can we publish this? Like, can I actually?
They're not
crooked.
They're
without...
just spaced apart.
We're gonna get this taken out of hate speech.
No, we're fine, guys. We're gonna be fine.
Joe Rogan can say this.
Yeah, we're fine.
I think. Yeah.
We can get away with this.
Yo, actually, I was thinking about this the other day. Last year in guitar, me and Ben DM'd Steve-O, and we were like, "Yo, we're trying to get a podcast."
Dude, I forgot about that.
That was so funny.
Get him on here.
You know what's funny was we actually thought there was like a 20% chance.
A sliver of hope. They'd be back. They'd be like,
"Yeah, guys, let me come on your podcast."
Gentlemen, groundbreaking number one pick. Ooh. Wishing Well by I'm just kidding. I had you. The Art of Storytelling, Part 1 by Outkast.
Oh,
my favorite
rap
song of all time.
Nice.
If you haven't listened to Outkast, go listen to some Outkast.
Yes.
Some great music.
If you're sitting
there
here
to be had.
Listening to this podcast, stop listening to the podcast.
No.
And go
listen
to
the Art of Storytelling.
And Spotify.
Finish the podcast.
Let's be real. Who's getting to the 57 mark?
Probably
if
like
you're
maybe
to the
one person.
Mark, I'm not. I'm probably not going to listen to the 57 mark. I'm saying shit that I'm not going to listen to later on. So, if you get to the 57 minute mark, and you call,
I love you.
I will give you $1,000. If you get to the 57 mark, DM me and I'll name my firstborn after you. You get the name and right to my firstborn. That's how I'll clickbait it. Let's get a listen.
Guys, if you're listening to this at minute 30, if you can hear my voice for some reason. Keep listening. You can get Sean's children for free. Just keep listening.
Mac DeMarco, pedophile, Dayglo, British, naming rights of Sean's child.
Up for grabs.
Let's find out.
How much would you bid for the naming rights of someone's child? All
right, this is getting a little off track.
Not that much. No, hold on. I want to talk about this. This is interesting. This is a very interesting topic. Maximum, I would pay maybe $1,000 because I'm not gonna remember. Like, there's so many kids
it depends.
In this world.
If it's someone I can,
it's just some random kid.
Like,
I don't really care.
Their kid Gareth.
Okay,
or something.
Yeah, that's different.
Like, Gareth.
That's
Andrew,
not even bad.
Revenge.
No, what's a really British name?
Cody?
Like Caleb. Caleb or like Cody with Cody. Two O's.
Who do I want revenge on?
I don't
Cody.
Know.
What's the first
All
British
saying,
name?
John, who do you want revenge on? His naming rights up for auction. You might get a kid named Gareth.
I'm going to name him Alan. Right,
maybe
Alan.
You should
I'm
if you
sure
really
not
want
to
a kid named Gareth.
Or maybe you should.
But you don't want to be responsible for sending your kid into
I'm
going to
name my child Al Gore.
For money.
Legacy of eternal shame.
Depression.
All right. Get it.
Gentlemen, let's get this back on track.
Oh, yeah. We still got another second.
Overrated, underrated?
Let's make this quick. Let's make it quick.
Underrated. I know I've talked about him a lot today, so I'm going to – I kind of have a tie for underrated. It is not. Anderson .Paak.
Is it Jack Johnson?
Anderson .Paak has three very good albums.
I love him.
Cream of the Crop. All right. One of my favorite albums.
I guess
I said I had some I said I had some some changes to my top five albums, and I would put Malibu in there for sure. Malibu is just so good, and I think he's such a good, Chris and I were talking about this, he's such a good singer and a rapper, at the same time. His voice is just so good.
Yeah.
Yes. Talking about artistry, you have to mention Anderson.
Yeah, talking about artistry.
Very jazz.
We talk about a lot of artists, you know?
All right.
Overrated.
Yeah, overrated. Very talented.
I thought you were overrated.
Overrated.
I know. I think you guys will agree with me, but not a lot of people will agree with me. What do you think I'm going to say? No,
if they're British, then
wait, hopefully. I think I know what you're going to say.
No, but I agree with that. That's not who I would say. But
you're going to say Playboi Carti.
Okay.
I agree.
Well, Juice WRLD.
What is it? Say it.
That's my pick.
Juice WRLD. That's kind of a mainstream pick. When you a mainstream pick, easily overrated. But I think
I'm with you.
I mean, he has good songs.
He has good songs. Listen, he has some good songs.
Yeah. Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
But he also has
annoying, repetitive.
Like a lot of his fans are all really.
Can we be real for 1 second? Let me be real for 1 second. Oh. I'm gonna get a lot of hate for this. If Juice WRLD didn't die, he would not be nearly as popular.
You could say the same thing with
9-year-olds. That's all I'm saying.
What 9-year-olds listen to King Von?
I had never listened to
all of them.
I never on our
the 9-year-olds in the O.
That sounds bad, but
once, man.
Rest in peace, Juice WRLD.
That's all right.
That's right. Listen, if
we're coming
if you
clean this episode,
minute. When did juice. When do we start to lose our sanity a little bit? Minute.
Yeah.
Minute.
Let's say 3 minutes. All right.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Don't forget. We recorded 20 minutes on the last part.
Only we still had the first
scrap that.
Oh man. All right.
Oh my God. We had 20 minutes.
All right. Just let me go. All right. Underrated. All right,
go ahead.
Guarantee you, nobody's gonna know this guy. His name is Q. The letter Q.
Oh my God, Q.
But the letter
no
Q.
Way.
That's it. He has, I don't know, very little songs,
yeah.
But they're all pretty damn good. If you want to listen to one of his great songs, I recommend Take Me Where Your Heart Is. Literally, damn. This guy's fresh out of the boat. If you want
to
hop on the wagon right now,
I'd like to add.
It's time to hop on.
I'd like
the
to
wagon.
Add a little. Andrew, you can do your overrated.
On the bandwagon.
Don't think he's British.
I'm gonna look at. I got a verifying rate. Thank you. Verifying.
Right overrated.
Okay.
Is The Weeknd.
I have to blazingly
now
disagree
listen.
With
now
you.
Now listen.
And I'm not even a big Weeknd fan.
Now listen. Listen to me. Yes, granted, he does have some great songs.
Some fucking classics.
But
he does.
He's not British. He's not British. He's not British.
Yes,
he's not British.
He needed a reason.
Damn it.
No.
But I'll justify it either way. That would have been I would totally be a
he's
reason.
British.
I hate Harry Styles. He's British.
Agreed. He's
for
British.
That,
I'd like to add. I'd like to add to my underrated Code of the Friend. If you're not, if you have not already listened to Code of the Friend,
I agree. I agree.
$200.
$200.
Lyrics to Go, Volume 1 and 2. If I'm thinking of them as a combined project, it's one of my favorites of all time. Yeah. Oh my God, such a classic. Summer House.
I have not listened
Summer
to Haley enough
was
then, man.
Great for the time.
I feel I gotta go through it.
Some of the songs could get little a little bit annoying. Photo was really good. It had a lot of class. I think Summer House though, you can't listen to it if it's not the summer, obviously, hence the name. But
guys, we have to stop Elton John. He's British.
I'm gonna let
him slide for Elton John. Just
you're siding
with
the Brit.
I'm not siding with a Brit. I'm siding with John Elton.
He spent a lot of time in America. I think he deserves a pass.
That is.
Yeah.
All
he deserves
fine,
a pass.
Fine.
Come on, give the man a break.
I won't give the pass to Ed Sheeran, though. Absolutely not.
Yeah, all right.
Wait a minute. Isn't 21 Savage British?
Yeah.
He got deported. He did. He got deported.
No.
I just remember.
He got deported. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Dude, do you remember all those jokes in eighth grade about fucking 21 Savage?
Oh wait, does this
fifth,
mean
or,
no,
like
no,
it was
no,
so
no,
funny?
The Beatles
people were making British jokes.
Yeah, Beatles get a pass.
Yeah. George Michael, yeah, Careless Whisper.
All right.
Oh, all right.
So all I think Chris. For my underrated artist, Sean, you introduced me to him. Blue.
Blue?
He's got
Oh,
he has two albums with the producer Exile. He's got Miles and
I'm blanking. Hold on.
Shoot. What's the other one? From like 2007.
Blue and Exile.
Another good album. Hold on.
Is it Give Me My Flowers?
Yeah, I've heard about a lot of good things about that, but I haven't listened to
it. Okay. Yeah.
No, Below the Heavens. Below the Heavens is another great album. So yeah, I think Blue is a great artist. And also Red Veil. Red Veil is another underrated artist. Yes. You don't hear enough about him, Chris, but he's great. Right. He's got Niagara. And Niagara is a great album. You told me
that the other day. Loved it.
And then
Wow, Blue and Exile only has 175,000 up to listen. Mm. But that is like the two of them combined. So if we look at just Blue,
what
Blue has 500 he has almost 600,000. So that is Chris ahead of the game. All right.
Yeah. All right, and then for overrated, I might get a lot of hate.
Okay. Let's talk about
Eminem.
Let's talk about
I think he's kind of both overrated and underrated. Because some people say he is the greatest rapper of all time, which I think
he's
pretty good, though.
I think
here's the thing about this. Wait, let me say before I forget. Before I forget, let me
go
say
ahead,
this.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
If he would have been the greatest rapper of all time if he retired.
No, right. But I think that is Eminem. Fair. It's so glaring. If he retired,
He kept going, and every album after like the Eminem show just went progressively downhill, like just garbage shit. Roger
Mathers LP and the Eminem show,
it's over. It's over. He would be in the GOAT conversation.
Oh my god!
But then you start dropping things like Recovery,
I'm not sure.
And Music to Be Murdered By, Kamikaze was,
dude.
Yeah,
he's made so much bad music. You can't be considered the GOAT if you make that much like bad music.
He has this one song, Mr. Eminem. I forget what album it's on. It's maybe like Curtain Call. It's called Fack, right? He talks about shoving a hamster up his ass through a tube for 5 minutes. And he just yells about boobs and how he's not gay. And like at the beginning of his career, like Real Slim Shady, like that was good shock value. Yeah. Rap. Like that's how I got him in the game.
Yeah, you know.
This shock value
rap
is terrible.
That's what happens.
I don't know if
a lot of people will get this reference. What he did and what was kind of the downfall of Eminem is the equivalent of riding athleticism purely through like a sports career. He had a good thing going the first couple of years with his shock value, but when you're like 45 and talking about like having MILFs on your dick and shoving a hamster up your ass, like you gotta call it quits. like you're a middle aged man. It's weird.
Down
weird.
Bad talking about a hamster.
I just don't want to hear.
Yeah.
I think we could agree though.
I don't want to hear that.
I didn't hate Kamikaze. I don't think I hated that. I don't like you remember the one he dropped in 2018? I think it actually
I was not a huge fan.
The Ringer was good. Lucky You was good.
There was one song
Kamikaze
that was good.
And Venom.
Lucky was the one.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different one.
Oh, I hated Venom.
I don't know.
I hate Venom.
I
did not
I don't really remember listening to a whole lot of it.
Venom was terrible. It was when we
you're right.
Venom! Yeah. Yeah. And he just like kept like ramping up speed and getting worse and worse. That shit was garbage.
We got Ben.
All right.
Nope, we got Ben.
Is that it?
I gotta go. One more.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
All right. For my name drop, underrated.
Kidding.
Greg Form.
What?
Whoa.
Gentlemen.
I'm looking at him.
Greg, I want you to go on Spotify
right
now.
What the fuck is this?
Look up Greg Porn. So, he actually appeared on multiple songs on Undone from The Roots, which is a great album.
That is.
Undone is awesome. And this is the only reason that Greg Porn, like, has a name is from this album. I just think it's hilarious that there's somebody named Greg Porn. So I thought I had to mention that in the underrated artist section. But for my real underrated, or maybe not underrated, but like kind of like forgotten, I'm going to go with Tribe Called Quest. Now, people haven't talked about the tribe in a while. But if you want, like, lyrical and, like, jazz beat rap, this is, like, the best you get. Yeah, this is the origin. Like, this shit is awesome.
I've listened to a little bit of them, but I am a huge sucker for, like, jazz-influenced rap. So I will be – You know what? What I've started to do recently is I'll listen through, like 2 albums a day. Like, I'll listen all the way through, and then maybe I'll come back to them later. But, like Malibu the other day, when I listened all the way through that, I listened to that again, like 2 and 3 more times. If there's, like, one I really love, I'll keep listening to it. But I'm just trying to, like, expand how much music I listen to. Like, just.
Me too.
Overrated?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm overrated.
All right, overrated?
Mm, yeah, too.
Overrated. Yeah. I'm going to go with Playboy Cardi. I said it earlier.
I agree.
Guys, I cannot get into Playboy Cardi. I'm sorry. I don't understand why he's got this huge following.
Yeah, right.
Some of the songs on Dilit were undoubtedly pretty good.
I'm not going to sit here and trash.
Some people like Whole Lotta Red, but...
Like, trash him like some people might. And, like, I he had a good thing going, in the beginning, but I don't know, man. You know what? Yeah, it went downhill. Yeah,
it went downhill.
Did they fuck him up?
I think the label fucked him over. The Whole Lotta classic. There's like something about that.
But I have 7 seconds of silence just for the intro to place. Here we go.
Yes.
That was an awfully fast 7 seconds.
Nice.
No. There's a long pause.
Dude, the audio quality from, like, us playing audio into the microphone. Dude, the audio quality on all that is going to be shit.
Right. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
We are finished. Thank you for listening to the 72-minute. Right,
welcome to 72 and beyond.
This was
DeMarco Pedophile.
If you are listening at this point,
Chris is gone. All right,
Chris is done.
Hold on, wait.
All right. We can't leave yet.
Thank you, gentlemen, for having me on the podcast. Oh,
thank you for coming.
Get Chris back. Oh,
I'm so glad you made it to minute 72.
We appreciate it.
For real though, I did not expect that to go this long. Like, that was long as shit. Oh.
I told you it'd go long. You said it'd be like, maybe 20 or 25 minutes.
Oh, man.
Nobody can listen to this.
Oh, man, this is funny. I'm going to listen to the whole thing. I'll listen through the whole thing. Maybe not tonight, but eventually I'll get around to it.
Maybe later. We have a listening party.
We've got
some
damn good clickbait, though.
Absolutely.
I'm going to say, what am I going to say? Is Mac DeMarco a pedophile? Find out at minute 73.
Is Mac DeMarco a pedophile?
Say Mac DeMarco and Dayglo scandal. Does Elton John?
No, we have to mention pedophile.
Mac DeMarco.
Say is Mac DeMarco a pedophile?
So everyone that gets it can hear our creative process. I think it's very important. I think what we're doing here is monumental. And I hope someone skips the beginning and hears us talking about auctioning off the naming rights of our firstborn. So they just come in with no context.
Wait, what song was I playing at the beginning? No, it was something else really fucking stupid.
It might have been.
Probably like, I think it was Flo Rida. It was going down for a while or something.
Is that
going
to do it?
Thank
fellas?
You for coming.
All right.
I think that'll do it.
It's at 74:10.
Cut it at 72 in like 4 seconds. 74.
Yeah, it's already past that.
It's already past
in like
4 seconds.
4 seconds, I think.
Okay.
Oh, no, I know, but you cut it when you go back and cut it.
Well, we didn't include an official log.
Yeah.
Goodbye. See you next time.
See. Oh yeah. All right, just do it now.
We just cut it here. Thank you for listening, everybody. See you next time.
All right.